How to Be the High Value Woman He Loves and Adores. Is there a man that you have in your life that you would love to have him cherish and adore your heart, to see you for everything that you are and want to chase and pursue you for a loving, long-term, and committed relationship without more loneliness, frustration, anxiety, or wondering if he's losing interest and pulling away for good? Hi, I'm Brody Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, in case you don't know me already. And for over 20 years, me and my wife, Antia, have been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to attract a loving, long-term, and committed relationship with a man they want fast, which is what we're going to cover in this video today. So let's go ahead and dive right in. To begin, what is a high-value woman? My definition may be different than what you've heard before. A high-value woman is a woman who is able to open her heart vulnerably to a man and share exactly what's going on inside of her heart, both good and bad. So this means sharing your desires, sharing your fears, sharing your anxieties, sharing your needs, sharing your problems, all that goes on inside of your heart emotionally, actually sharing that with a man. Now, why is that high value? A woman who shares her emotions and shares her feelings, both positive and negative, is by default showing a man that she is a worthy woman. She is a high value woman, because only a woman who believes that she is worthy and high value knows that she deserves to have her emotions heard and listened to, and that when she shares her emotions with a man, or her problems or her desires, what's going on for her, that he's going to want to meet her needs. He's going to want to protect and provide for her and take the masculine role in her life because she is worthy of that. Does that make sense? By you opening your heart vulnerably, being in your feminine, being vulnerable, which is the only way to create real attraction and polarity and chemistry and love long-term with a man, you are also simultaneously showing you are a high-value woman, that you are worthy. Now, here's the problem. A lot of women, they believe that in order to attract a man, they need to keep their cards close to their chest. They need to put up some guards and pretend to be hard to get, or pretend that they're too cool for school. I don't really care. It's all good. We're having fun. This is a good time. Or if they get uncomfortable with something and they feel bad emotions, they don't say anything. They are quiet, or they just don't share it, because they're afraid if they share that emotion with the man, he's going to feel like it's too much, it's too dramatic, or she's too interested in him, she cares too much. So they don't share anything. Instead, they're just this kind of neutral wall. At the most, they'll share pleasure with a man. They may even have sex with a man and have good times, but they're not willing to really be vulnerable. You're not really willing to share your heart. You may share your body with a man, but you're not sharing your heart. A man ultimately wants access to your heart. He wants to feel you. He wants to know that you receive him and his heart and his love that he wants to give you, and you receive all of him fully, that you are open to receive his gifts in your life and in your heart. So when you are sharing vulnerably with a man, he knows he is received, and he knows that it's a big honor that you have actually revealed all those emotions, even the negative ones. When you are sharing with him, I feel sad, or I feel anxiety, or I feel angry, or I feel guilt, or I feel shame. Even those emotions, when you are sharing, and I would say even especially those emotions, when you are sharing those with him, he's saying, wow, this is a woman who has a lot of confidence that she's willing to share that with me. And there's a specific way that you are sharing these emotions so that he doesn't feel that you are trying to control him. He doesn't feel that you're trying to manipulate him. Think about it this way. A woman who is vulnerable, opening up her heart to the world, to the universe, and saying, I feel sad, or I feel desire, I feel fear, I feel upset. That's a woman who is simply putting out her heart to the world, putting out this vulnerable, feminine, beautiful energy to the world. Now, a man can witness that. He can witness you opening your heart, and you're not even telling him specifically what you want him to do, or that there's a problem, or that you need him to fix something. You're just sharing what's the emotions that are going on in your body. And now he gets to witness that, and he gets to step in and want to solve that problem. He was going to want to say, how can I help you feel better? A man who has any interest any care for you already, he's going to want to step in and say, I want to make you happy. I want to fix the problem. I want to be your hero. I want to be your protector. I want to be your provider and help you feel happy, because that's how a man feels his sense of masculine value and sense of worthiness, is when he knows he has value to offer, that the people around him, he can make their lives better, he can make them happier. If he feels like he's not able to make you happy, if he's not even knowing that there's a problem, that there's something he did that's impacting you, he's not going to know how he can fix it or be able to fix it. So he won't be able to feel like he can be your hero. So in order for you to activate his hero instinct, you have to be willing to share vulnerably what's going on inside of your heart and inside of your body. Now, how do you do this specifically with a man? There's a couple key components that will allow you to communicate in a healthy way, in a feminine way, that allows him to receive your heart, to hear, to feel your heart, so that then he can not feel like he's being attacked, not feeling like he's being overwhelmed, not feeling like he's being judged or manipulated, but just honestly, like as if we talked about before, as if you're sharing your emotions to the world and he gets to witness it and then say, oh, I want to be your help. I want to be your provider. So this is how you would do it. You'd say something like to a man, may I share something with you? And he'll say, sure. Yeah, what's up? And you'll say, I feel. And now this is a beautiful statement, because when you say, I feel, you're tapping into your body, your emotions, your feminine core. What do you actually feel? You're going to try to share with him the raw emotions. There's only a few core raw emotions that you ideally want to aim for, which would be like desire, sadness, anxiety, fear, anger, shame, guilt, love, joy, gratitude. So you're trying to get to what are the core emotions you're actually feeling in your body. You can Google emotion wheels if you want to look at what are some of the labels you can actually put on the emotions. There's so many different words we have in our human language. It's beautiful to describe our emotional world and for you to describe as a woman your emotional world and feel it. But it's more about the sensation and what you're actually feeling, and then trying to put a label on it as best you can. And then just say that, I feel sad, or I feel fear, or I feel anxiety. Allow him to feel you. Don't say anything else. Allow him to feel you. And then he's going to respond, and he's going to say something like, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel anxiety? Or why are you feeling sad? And then you can share more details, the reasons why. And say something like, I feel sad because when you left abruptly yesterday in the morning, I felt that you didn't really want to spend more time with me, or I was telling myself a story, or you can say a part of me felt that you didn't really care about me in that moment, and it made me feel sad. I was telling myself a story that you didn't care and didn't want to spend more time with me, and it made me feel sad. And now he gets to understand more the impact of his actions. He's feeling your heart. He's feeling your feminine core. You're naturally bringing out the masculine feminine polarity dynamic, which is creating attraction, polarity, feelings of love and desire for you. And now he gets to try to solve the problem. If he has any care for you, if he's any has any masculine sense of self within him still, he's going to say, how can I solve the problem? And how can I make it better? I don't want you to feel sad. Like, I didn't mean to rush out so quickly. I that was stupid of me. I don't want to do that again. I'm sorry. And because you're sharing vulnerably, you're not trying to control him. It's just like you're sharing to the world and he gets to witness it. He gets to hear it. Like he's a little fly in the wall. He gets to hear that. And then how he gets to try to solve the problem. And that's where you also get to witness how he responds when you share vulnerably from your feminine. Is he taking that action to want to fix it? Is he making excuses? Is he getting upset? Is he pulling away? All this will show you, for one, what is his level of connection to you already? Because if you haven't done this for a while, he might not be that connected to you. He might not have ever felt your heart before. So this might be new to him. He might be wondering what's going on. Or if you're very confrontational with him in the past, he might get scared, or he might feel like he's being attacked or judged. Either way, it's okay, because you're just in the practice now of sharing vulnerably with him, sharing your heart, and you're doing it just to the world, and he just gets to witness it. So you're not even trying to do something to get something from him. And you get to witness his behavior. Most likely, he's going to be feeling a sense of his heroic instinct being activated. He's going to want to help. And you'll have a good conversation about it. You can talk about it. And you could even share your desire. He might ask, like, what do you want me to do instead? And you could potentially share, you know, I would love if in the morning, instead of leaving so quickly, if you could, you know, we could spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes just cuddling, spending some time together. I'd love to just connect with you one more time before you leave for work or before you leave. And that's a beautiful way for him to be clear on what you actually desire, how he can make you happy, because many men don't know how to make you happy. And you giving him this opportunity is going to allow him to see how he can do that. And he's going to want to step in and most likely do what he can to meet your needs and make you happy. So he feels good as a man, and he feels like his masculine core, he's actually being activated. And now he actually feels more feelings of care for you, more feelings of devotion, more feelings of connection and love that wasn't there before you shared these negative emotions or what was going on for you. And the last thing you want to do here is end with appreciation. So thank him for listening, appreciate him for something he's done that you love, or just say thank you, or just smile at him, or give him a hug, depending on the level of relationship. But that's how a man feels rewarded. The masculine feels rewarded by knowing he's making you happy. And you can share that primarily through your appreciation. And sometimes it's just more about how you feel. You could say something like, thanks for listening. I feel so heard and felt seen by you. I feel gratitude for, you know, having you in my life. I feel so much joy, you know, when we get to connect like this. That's a great way to make a man feel awesome. He's seeing the impact in a positive way now, and that is going to bring you so much closer than the stonewalling before that you were maybe doing before with him or not sharing vulnerably. And the last piece I'm going to add on to this is oftentimes when you don't do this with a man, he's going to feel that something is off. He's going to sense something is off anyways when you're with him. So if you don't share often and quickly, he's going to be feeling it most likely anyways that something is off. And when a man feels that something is off, when you're acting weird, when there's maybe some awkward tension or uncomfortable feelings between the two of you and that's not being communicated, he's just going to assume most likely that you're not interested or that you don't like him or that the connection is off. And he's more likely to pull away at that point because he doesn't know what's going on with you and he doesn't know why he just doesn't feel connected to you anymore because your heart is closed. You've put up walls and you're not sharing vulnerably your heart. And now he's feeling disconnected. And most likely, especially if you haven't been seeing him for a while, he's going to just kind of pull away and feel like, don't really feel it, and more likely go to a feminine woman who is sharing her heart vulnerably with him, even the good and the bad emotions. So now what to do next? If you haven't yet, I highly recommend taking our free feminine polarity quiz to discover the secrets to make a man truly cherish, desire, and adore you by going to femininepolarity.com. femininepolarity.com. You'll be able to discover these secrets to take this to the next level and actually practice it. Get coaching even on how to make a man truly want to have you in his life forever and feel deep feelings of love and desire and commitment for you in his heart and in his soul. So get that, or you can also click on the link in the description below. In the comments, we'll have that as well. Much love. Hope this was helpful and look forward to talking more on our next training. Take care. Bye-bye.